the steeples of Notre Dame en Vaux. We're on the Pont de Meaux Bridge, looking at the steeples of the Collegiate Church. They have made Notre Dame en Vaux Church the emblem of the city, yet the ups and downs of history have often played havoc with the appearance of the church. Up until 1794, it had four large steeples and a small pinnacle. The city had not yet suffered the wrath of the revolutionaries.
What? They haven't slit the throat of a gentleman, burnt a castle, hung someone, or even denounced an aristocrat? What lethargy! They'll never deserve freedom!
When metals were requisitioned for national defense, the revolutionaries suggested destroying the steeples of Notre Dame to remove the lead. So-called symbols of religious fanaticism, they also put the buildings of the Republic in the shade. Three large steeples were destroyed. One remained as a lookout tower. Today, however, there are two spires standing. This was the work of the abbot Champenois and the architect and restorer Jean-Baptiste Lassus. Marie-Jo Journet tells us more.
Jean-Baptiste Lassus was a 19th century architect and disciple of Viollet-le-Duc. He restored the cathedrals of Chartres, Notre-Dame in Paris, and the Sainte-Chapelle. Here, at Notre-Dame-en-Vaux, his work of restoration was exemplary in that it followed the rules of art and gave the church back its pre-revolutionary brilliance.
In 1852, the main objective was to rebuild the steeples that the revolutionaries had torn down.
I think that the main motivation behind this restoration and what Jean-Baptiste Lassus wanted was to respect the original work, and this can be seen on the steeples where Lassus chose to use the same fishkill roofing as before. And this desire to respect the original work can be seen in the interior of the church with the so-called archaeological stained glass windows that resemble the windows of the 13th and 14th centuries.
Finally, in 1863, a carillon was installed in the right-hand tower.